Well, obviously, there have been casualties that angers people and galvanizes people and makes them more determined, perhaps, than they were before to carry on in pursuit of the goal, at the very least, of overturning this this election result, which people insist was stolen, was fraudulent. Although it's interesting from reports that we've been seeing that there hasn't been a repeat of the huge numbers of people on the streets that there were on Monday. We've seen smaller demonstrations. The supporters of Mousavi, Mir Hossein Mousavi, have gathered, despite a call by him not to go onto the streets, but nothing like the same vast numbers that we saw on Monday. And there's also been a rally organised to show support for President Ahmadinejad, who in fact isn't there. He's attending a conference in Russia.
Who's leading the protesters?
Well, that's a very good question, because I think one of the difficulties of the pro-Mousavi movement is that, I mean, he's there, of course, but it is in effect rather amorphous and leaderless. I mean, we know of maybe 100 people, activists, thinkers, people involved in the campaign who've been taken off the streets, who've been arrested. And certainly when I was in Tehran until 24 hours ago, you could see that when demonstrations took place, they were pretty much happening spontaneously without anybody organizing them. Now, you wouldn't necessarily see everything at all, but there was a striking contrast between the power of the state with all the security forces at its disposal and the nature of the demonstrations, which really did appear to be pretty spontaneous, pretty much sweeping along by their own momentum. Now, that may have changed, and the huge rally that there was on Monday may have generated an ability to organize things more. But it does look, or it has looked at least, like a pretty unequal struggle between the state and the opposition movement.
But there have been some important concessions from the state. We've had an official inquiry into alleged electoral fraud announced by the Supreme Leader, and then a recount of votes in disputed areas. Do these indicate that the regime is insecure?
Well, I think what they indicate is that the regime feels a need to respond in some way to the mass protests that we've seen in the last 48 hours. What we don't know, what's hard to know, is how serious they are in the promises that they're making, how serious the recount would be, how serious any investigation would be. The fact is, there's a mechanism in place through this body called the Guardians Council, which is in effect a bit like the Electoral Commission, say, in this country, which has a statutory responsibility for ensuring that elections are held, you know, with due process. So it isn't clear how much more than that routine function, if you like, has actually been offered. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when any recount or investigation has taken place, how much credibility will it have? If within an hour or so of the election finishing last Friday night, it was announced that Ahmadinejad had won with an unassailable majority, how many people are going to believe the outcome of an investigation mounted by another part of the same system? So this issue of credibility is quite important. To what extent will that diffuse popular anger? I mean, there are experts on Iran who believe that this will end with a decision to annul the whole election, to cancel it and start all over again. It may be that the regime will decide that the cost of supporting Ahmadinejad, who is not the most important player in the Iranian political system, is too great for it to bear, and that at the end of the day he may have to be sacrificed in order to restore things to the way they were before the election.